What is up, you guys? My name is Dylan, and this is Godology. Today, I am joined by my personal friends, Juan and Dakisha. How are you guys doing today?
What's up, Dylan?
Good.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Awesome. So, you know, I'm just going to go through and ask you guys a bunch of different questions. I actually have a lot of topics to cover with you guys, just because you guys are so interesting, you know? Together, separate, all that other stuff. And, for example, Juan has his own apparel. He has his own merch coming out, and Juan and Doc here are married. They're in a nice godly relationship. I'm just gonna ask them about a little bit of everything. But the first question I wanna ask you guys was, how was your day?
It was, dude, honestly, it was pretty good. Just because I done like a whole to-do list and the whole schedule, timing and all that stuff. And I actually went through it pretty good. And then, like, I don't know, yesterday and like the week before, I was just really frustrated with myself, as in like I wasn't accomplishing much. So then, like, I did that, and dude, I don't know, I think today went pretty good. So
yeah, it was good too. En la iglesia Dios no habló bien brutal.
She's saying that her days was really good, and then at church God spoke to her really powerfully.
Hoy tuve que hacer algo que nunca había hecho.
And today she did something that she has never done before.
Para los que no saben, estoy en un ministerio que es de apacentadores.
And then for those who don't know, that she's in a ministry of shepherds.
Y hoy tuvimos que hacer un llamado por Zoom.
And then our pastor did a calling, but by Zoom.
Y yo estaba super nerviosa, pero Dios estuvo conmigo.
And well, she was super nervous, but God was with her, so it was a good thing.
That's awesome. I thought that was a really good idea to have that Zoom opportunity for some of the people there.
Mm-hmm.
But with that to-do list, I do that as well. I have that every day.
Nice.
I've been doing it every day for like I started 10 days ago, so.
Dude, heck yeah. Dude, because like I will say I'm going to do something, but then like I get sidetracked so much, and then I start doing 20 other things and do a little bit of everything, and then I just feel like I didn't accomplish something. So then I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just feel.
My thing was that like I would spend too much time on like Netflix or video games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Man. Quarantine can do some crazy things to you, but it got me good at some video games. So I want to hear about your testimony, because personally, I haven't really asked you this, and I don't really know much about it. So starting with Juan, and then as you guys know, Doc, he spoke Spanish. that's kind of how it's going to go. Juan's going to be the translator for Doc. So just stay patient. I know it's kind of pause and play there. But I'm going to go ahead and start with the testimony of Juan. So if you could just start us off there.
Yeah. Dude, honestly, I don't know why. I guess I don't speak about my testimony that much, even though like I do personally, you know, just one-on-one and stuff like that. But because I've always struggled with this about my testimony, it's because it's not a huge testimony in the sense of comparing to other people, how, you know, they've then in drugs and then jail and all this, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then I've learned that my testimony is my testimony, and it's powerful and stuff like that, because it can help other people, you know, and it can help people that are just like me and that's gone through things just like me.
Mm-hmm.
But dude, I don't know where to start. let's see. Well, I guess like most typical, I was born in a Christian household. I was actually raised in a Pentecostal church. I've always like hated church just because I was forced to go, you know, but it's something like crazy, because when I did go, or, you know, cause my mom told me, my parents made me go and stuff like that. My mom told me that I would always like to dress up to go. So go figure, right? And she would always tell me that I would put on my fancy suit and all that stuff, put my pants up to my belly button and all the, and, you know, put my spandex on and whatever, and with my Bible and whatever. This as a kid. And then like they would always call me, you know, little pastor and stuff like that,
oh,
you know. It was really crazy, you know. But like as of now, you know, actually me following through, you know, what my parents taught me and stuff like that. But growing up, didn't like it just because I was forced to go. always fell asleep in church, you know, mm-hmm. typical little beginning Christian, right? Or yeah. whatever. There was a time to where I told myself, my relationship with God and church and stuff like that was always off and on, just because I knew God existed. I knew the God the pastor was preaching about is real, but I never had an actual relationship with God, you know? But then always when there's just some moments in my childhood where I'm like just frustrated with life. And then when I go to church, I was like, come on, God, just speak to me. Show me that you're real, whatever be to my life, that type of thing. So, but the moment to where I would say, you know, I fell out of the whole Christianity thing and to where I still believed, right? But I just stopped going to church and stuff would be when my parents, they separated and, you know, they got a whole divorce and stuff like that. And then that was the same time to where I was just graduating high school. It was around 2014. That's when I graduated. And that's when my parents separated and stuff. And then one of my friends, I will never forget it. It's like, you know, he told me he welcomed me into his home so I can finish school and stuff like that. Because I was living in Lenore with my dad, but my school was all the way in Wilkesboro. That's I get around 45 minutes away or so. But for that whole month or so, he allowed me to go to his house and stuff and finish off school. And well, anyways, not going to church anymore because our church was in Morganton. And I just didn't want to do anything with God. Just because my parents separated and stuff like that, you know, and we usually would just go as a family. And at that time I didn't have a car, I didn't have nothing. So I kind of just stepped away because my family did, you know, mm-hmm. pretty much. And then, finishing high school, I was living in Lenore with my dad. My dad wasn't working. I had to find a job quick. We didn't have a car like at all. So was walking to work. This is like kind of building up to where kind of like, you know, I came to iChurch and I came back into this world of Christianity and like seeking more of God. Right. Mm-hmm. I've been walking to work for a good month or so. So then all of a sudden, this woman pulls by, like, cause I was walking to work like at 5 in the morning. And this woman pulls by, she's saying that she's going to prayer at this church and stuff. So, she told me that she'll drop me off at work. I said, all right, fine. Then she dropped me off, whatever. Right. So then a couple of days passed by. I was walking back home from work and then she saw me again and she's like, oh man, nice that good thing that I get to see you again. Didn't get a chance to invite you to church. So she invited me to her church. It was just a small little church in Lenore. I like, sure, why not? You know, just thank you for the ride. And it's, you know, whatever, I'll go to church. You can't tell me anything that I don't know already about church or whatever. So I went. So then it was cool. And I was like, honestly, about to like continue going just because she was nice and whatever. But it wasn't more of my style of church. But then all of a sudden, maybe a week or so, my brother came by to my house where me and my dad was living. And me and my brother weren't really all that tight anymore because he had his own thing. And then we had just conflict and stuff like that. Right. Mm-hmm. But then, so he came to the house where me and my dad were living. And then he invited us to iChurch and I was like, well, I'm already going to this church, but yeah, whatever. I'll check it out. And dude, bro, the first day I went, I fell in love with the church. I fell in love with the word and, you know, just what, you know, pastor was preaching and the way he was preaching it, you know, mm-hmm. it was real to what I was going with, through life and stuff like that. It was actually, it was practical and just straight to my heart, you know? Mm-hmm. So then that's how pretty much, my story pretty much is just that, just, growing up, fell apart from church and from God. just because life hit me, you know, mm-hmm. parents separated, got to get to work, got to get a car, was trying to go to school at the same time, you know, got to do this, got to do that. So whole life distracted me away from God until, you know, my brother, he introduced me to this church and said, you know, like, and like the crazy part about it is that I was shocked that my brother was actually going to church, you know, because mm-hmm. he was deeper into the world than I was, you know. And it was just crazy. And then like, he inspired me to go back and stuff like that. So it was really good. Just going back to church and, seeking more of God and stuff. And then, well, you kind of know like how church is, mm-hmm. You get you serving, get you busy, you know, mm-hmm. and we'll get going. And you know, my personality is like, all right, let's get to work.
Yeah, exactly.
But
oh yeah. Yeah, I totally understand. What about you, Docky?
Bueno, la mía es como que más cortita, yo creo.
Oh, yeah. So she's saying that hers is like, it's a little bit shorter than mine was.
Mis papás se divorciaron cuando yo tenía como 5 años.
So her parents divorced when she was 5 years old.
En ese tiempo ellos no eran cristianos.
At that time, they weren't Christians.
Y yo creo que a los 5 años quieren que una persona de la iglesia invitó a mi mamá a la iglesia.
So at that time, when she was 5 years old, there's another member of the church, Karen. She invited her mom.
Y eso fue en Puerto Rico.
And, but that was in Puerto Rico.
Y pues desde los 5 años voy yendo a la iglesia.
So así. Since she was 5 years old, she's been going to church.
Entonces pasaron 6 años y mis papás se casaron otra vez.
So 6 years has passed and then her parents, they got back together, they remarried.
Y yo creo que eso fue algo bien grande en parte de mi testimonio.
So I think that was a very big part of my testimony.
Porque cuando chiquita, yo sufría mucho por no ver a mi papá junto.
Because as little, I suffered a lot for not being able to see my dad as much.
Porque los dos son excelente mamá y papá.
Because both of them are excellent mom and dad.
Pero no tenerlos juntos como que me hacía sentir triste.
But not being able to have them together made me sad.
Cuando mis papás se casaron, pues mi papá empezó a ir a la iglesia con nosotros.
But when my parents got married, my dad started going back to church with us.
Y sentimos que Dios nos llamó a hacer misiones.
So we heard that God has called us to do missionary.
Empezamos a hacer misiones y fue algo que me enamoré de las misiones.
So we started doing mission work and I fell in love with that work.
A los 11 años me bauticé.
So at 11 years old, I got baptized.
Y a los 13 me mudé para acá, para Hickory.
And then at 13, I moved from Puerto Rico to Hickory.
So, mi testimonio es como que he sido cristiana casi toda mi vida.
So, my testimony is just being a Christian throughout my life.
Pero a pesar de eso, no es que no me he alejado de Dios.
So, through all that, I wouldn't say I fell apart from God.
Recuerdo que hubo un momento que solamente yo iba a la iglesia porque mi papá me decía, vente, montate y vamos a la iglesia.
But I do remember that at some point in time, I did just go to church because my parents were like, all right, let's go to church.
Sí me gustaba, pero yo creo que era más el ambiente, no era una relación con Dios.
Say that again, sorry.
Sí me gustaba ir a la iglesia, pero era más como el ambiente.
But I did like to go to church, but I would say it was just because of the atmosphere.
Pero una relación con Dios no la tenía fuerte.
But my relationship with God was not strong.
Y yo me atrevo a admitir que cuando me mudé para acá fue cuando empecé a trabajar en mi relación con Dios.
But I would admit that when I came here to Hickory, I did start building up my relationship with God.
So como a los 13 años fue como cuando de verdad pienso que me hice una cristiana y trabajé en mi relación como se supone.
So I would say around 13, that's when I started building my relationship with God and I would consider myself as a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, dude, actually, I mean, speaking of like what she said, it kind of was reminding me of things I missed out of my testimony and stuff like that. It was, you know, being baptized and, you know, kind of accepting Jesus as my savior and stuff like that. I do remember at age 15 that like that was what I was saying, like my relationship with God was just back and forth and stuff like that. And it was just that. The crazy story, I don't know if you mind me telling you this.
Go ahead.
Is that I think it was at like age 10, I was going to get baptized. And dude, it was baptism. I did a whole class in my old church. I did the whole class with the pastor and all that stuff. They were teaching us what it was and all that stuff. And then that day of being baptized, And I think over there, like, it's a good, what's a good month of classes and stuff like that. Every Sunday, before service starts, whatever, a good month of classes. Right. So then that day of being baptized, dude, they put us in a room with everybody that's going to get baptized. They give us, you know, Pentecostal. They give us the whole, the robe, the whole white robe that you're supposed to wear and stuff like that. And then, they ask us, are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you want to do this? Are you feeling forced? And dude, I told him, to be honest, I don't want to. I feel like I'm being forced. And dude, that day I said, you know, I'm not going to get baptized. I don't feel like, it's, I don't feel like it's in me. It's just because my parents were telling me to get baptized and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So then I guess 5 years later, that's when I was like, all right, I need to get my relationship with God, you know, going. So that's when I got baptized and stuff like that. And then, but I would agree with Dagi, as in when I started going to iChurch, that's when I would say like, that's when I grinded for my relationship with God, you know?
Mm-hmm. So whenever it comes to a parent's job as raising a child, I feel like it's more about encouraging a relationship with God rather than forcing it, because it can't be forced. Right. You know, God can't be forced. God has to, you have to show your child what it's like to be in a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is something that didn't really come with this past generation. And so therefore us kids were just, we're kind of bland, you know. Mm-hmm. Whenever we were growing up in church, we fell asleep in the pews and didn't really care. Yes. Because I did that stuff too. Whenever you said that, I was like, oh man, I did that too.
Crawling under the chairs.
Y la cosa es que como quiera, a pesar de... Porque mi papá no era que me decían, tienes que ir a la iglesia ahora.
Because my parents were never like, oh, you have to go to church, you have to go, let's go.
Pero era, o vas a la iglesia o te quedas aquí sola.
But I wish I was mine. By the way, she's saying that my parents were like, you go to church or you're staying home.
Obviamente no me voy a quedar sola.
Obviously, I wasn't going to stay home.
Que eso es otra historia gigante porque donde yo vivía había un loco.
Yeah, obviously, I wasn't going to stay home because that's another story. Where I used to live in Puerto Rico, there was a crazy man there.
Mm. Pero, anyways, gracias a mi papá, yo digo que fue que yo voy a la iglesia y tengo una relación con Dios.
And I would say thanks to my parents, I would say that... I have a relationship with God.
Ellos eran diáconos en iglesia y ellos de verdad que inspiraban, me inspiraban a mí y a un montón de personas.
Yeah, they were deacons and they inspired me to go to church and inspired others.
Y tú sabes que hay muchas personas, muchos niños que dicen, no, mis papás son cristianos, pero en mi casa son terribles.
You know that a lot of Christians, they would say, oh yeah, my parents are Christians and they go to church and stuff like that. But when they're at home, they're totally different people.
De verdad que ese no era el caso con mi papá.
And honestly, that wasn't the case with my family.
Y mi papá siempre me decía, Dakisha, tienes que leer la Biblia, tengo relación con Dios.
And my parents were always like, Dakisha, you need to read the Bible, you need to have a relationship with God.
Y algo yo creo que ayudaba mucho es que toda noche hacíamos devocionales.
And something that would help was that we would, every night we would do a devotional.
Pero entonces yo caí como que todos los días tengo que leer la Biblia.
So I was like in the sense of like, okay, every day I have to read the Bible.
Pero en realidad era una rutina. La leía y ni aprendía nada. O sea, ni hay cosas que aprender, pero ni me entraban a la cabeza.
But in reality, it was just a routine. You know, I would read it just to read it. It would not really stay in my head.
Y, pero por eso digo que acá como que Dios me hizo ver que lo que yo estaba haciendo no era una vida cristiana en realidad.
So then when I moved over here, God like opened my mind to say what I used to do is not a real relationship with God.
Man, yeah, I definitely agree that parenting in that style is very important. And is that going to be the way that you guys attempt raising a child?
I would say so. You know, like, honestly, seeing how Dagi's parents, like, raised her and stuff like that is really good. And then the only thing I would say about my parents and stuff like that is just they exposed me. You know, they exposed me to Christianity and stuff like that. And I do appreciate it, you know. Like, I don't bash on them for that, you know? I mean, I would say could have been better and stuff like that, right? But I am thankful for them to, like, expose me to them. Even though they're not at this moment, you know, as exposed as I am now and as much as they were now. But I am so grateful for them to like, expose me of Christianity and like, honestly, force me to go and so to speak, you know? because if not, then because if they would have gave me the choice like they gave Daki, like, oh, you either go to church or you stay home, dude, I would have stayed home. But mm-hmm. heck no, mine were like pulling me by the ears type of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, let's go. But I do appreciate that. But no, I would do a different approach as in that aspect, you know, of like forcing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I agree because I was the same way as you were. Because, mm-hmm. you know, if I was given the choice whether I wanted to go to church or stay home, I would always stay home. And I would always beg my grandmother, my Nana, because I would always go to church with her. My mom didn't really make me go to church, but my Nana did. Mm-hmm. But there would be some days I would say, oh, I don't want to go to church. And she'd be like, okay, let's go to the mountains and spend time with God.
Yeah. That was like one of the things that were my parents didn't have to force me. And sometimes because I knew afterwards they would take me to go play soccer or they would just take me out to go eat at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh. So I was just like imagining, all right, I just got to sit here. Got to sit here. And just wait. Then I would always remember my soccer stuff and always forget my Bible and stuff.
Oh.
So.
But you and Daki, I look at you guys' relationships. It's so godly. It's ridiculous. Like, I want to know, like, what it's like and what you guys do to constantly keep God in the center.
Yo creo que no sé para ti, pero para mí fue un poco difícil.
She's saying, I don't know about me, but, oh no, that's kind of hard to translate. Okay, I don't know about Juan, but for me, it was a little bit difficult.
Porque Juan era mi primer novio.
Because Juan was my first boyfriend.
Y ya estábamos en la iglesia.
And we were already in church.
Juan era cristiano, yo era cristiana.
And Juan was Christian and I was Christian as well.
Pero en realidad como que no habían pareja ejemplares, porque no habían pareja.
But there were but the tricky part was that there wasn't as many like other couples that were as an example to us.
Yo creo que la única pareja era Kiara y Noé, pero ya ellos estaban casados.
But the only example that we would say would be Kiara and Noah, but they were already married.
Pero nosotros éramos como que, yo creo que casi la única pareja en ese tiempo, no sé.
And I would say that we were probably the one of the few couples at church or in that time period.
So para mí fue difícil porque era mi primer novio. Y no sé cómo es un noviazgo cristiano.
So for me, it was kind of difficult because it was my first boyfriend and I didn't have an example of a Christian relationship.
Pero yo creo que cuando uno tiene una relación con Dios.
But I believe if you have a relationship with God.
Dios te va a decir cómo tú debes actuar.
I believe that God will tell you how to act.
Y obviamente gracias a mi papá y a los otros líderes de la iglesia.
And but obviously thanks to my parents and other leaders of the church.
Que nos decían, mira, esto en un noviazgo cristiano no es bueno, esto sí.
And obviously they would tell us, okay, this is good for a Christian relationship and this is not good for a Christian relationship.
Y para ti también porque tú has tenido novias pero no cristianas.
But for me as well, for Juan as well, I had other girlfriends and other relationship, but they weren't Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I would say honestly, having the relationship that we had or like building up the relationship that me and Daki had, I would say it was I guess it would say a little bit difficult just because we butt heads a lot and just because of how I thought other my just from my past experience of having a girlfriend and stuff like that, they weren't the same, you know. But one of the things I would say that helped us a lot is that we already like agreed. I don't think it was really spoken. And we already agreed in many things. You know, we already agreed that no sex before marriage. And we already agreed that testimony is one of the biggest key thing to have, you know, in a relationship. Because one of the things that we always on point is that we were never in a room by ourselves or by ourselves with for me, I wasn't in a room with another girl alone. And then she wasn't in a room alone with another guy, you know? And we just always just watch our testimony because, you know, that's how like drama happens. That's how rumor starts. And, you know, we just always kind of just watch our testimony. And then, but in the aspects of, you know, what we did as growing up to get closer to God, I mean, we would do our devotionals. We would do it together. Like I would always be at her house, and then we would watch TV and stuff. And then at the end of the day, we were like, all right, time to do our devotionals, you know, mm-hmm. before I leave her house and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Y eso era algo que nosotros siempre también hablábamos, eran de nuestras debilidades y nuestra fuerte.
Oh, so yeah, another thing would be that we would always talk about our strengths and our weaknesses.
So, obviamente, Juan vivía solo en su casa.
So, I lived by myself.
Y vivía con mis papás.
And Daki lived with her parents.
Obviamente, el enemigo iba a querer tratar de hacer algo si yo iba a la casa de Juan y estábamos solos.
So, yeah, obviously, like, the enemy, like the devil, he would always try to... was going to try and tempt us to go to my house.
So, éramos bien fuertes y sabíamos que una debilidad, pues, ¿cómo podemos ayudar?
So, we were always strong in that aspect of, we know our weaknesses, so we would always try to fight against our weaknesses.
That is very powerful right there. Just, like, the simple fact that you guys acknowledge your guys' weakness so that you could help each other to avoid them.
Yep.
Y la cosa es que hubieron momentos que pasaron cosas que después tuvimos que mirar.
So yeah, like sometimes we would like, you know, fall in our weaknesses, but then we would say, all right, hey, yo, all right, let's sit down, let's talk about this. This is where we're failing at. Let's get better at this.
Y yo recuerdo que muchas prédicas que el pastor José o pastor Carlos hablaba. Nosotros como que hablábamos de lo que aprendimos, de lo que Dios nos estaba hablando.
So yeah, many times it would be like when we would hear a sermon and we would talk about that sermon and stuff.
Y si personalmente estábamos pasando por algo, éramos como nuestro mejor amigo. ¿No?
So yeah, when something would happen between us personally, then we would be like a friend to each other and tell each other what was going down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that goes back to the one of the most important factors of a relationship is just communication and honesty. Mm-hmm,
definitely.
Yeah, and, you know, I have a lot to learn from you guys. You know, obviously, I'm not married right now. And so I want to be able to look to different relationships and be like, mm-hmm. okay, this is how this should be, because my mom and dad divorced whenever I was like
mm-hmm.
4 to 6 years old. So I don't know what it's supposed to be like. And my dad is currently married to someone outside of the state.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really hard for me to figure out personally what a godly relationship looks like. And not even to mention that my dad isn't really like a full-blown Christian like I am.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
It's just hard for me because I have ideals, but I don't know if they're realistic ideals, or I don't right. know if I should pursue in these. I don't know what it's supposed to be like. And so,
dude, honestly, I would say kind of like what Daki was saying in the beginning is just God will tell you, because honestly, you can look at two godly relationships. You know, you can look at mine and then you can look at somebody else's, right? And they're both godly relationship, but you can see as we can do something and then somebody else can do something different. Cause like for us, PDA was something that was strong for us, as in like, okay, we're not going to do any, you know, PDA. We're not going to show affection, in front of other people, you know, we're not going to do any of that stuff. But then you can see another relationship and they're good, but they will show that affection in front of people, mm-hmm. you know, to where we see that we're like, oh no, that's wrong. You know? But then when they see that, it's like, oh, it doesn't matter. You know? But like it's between you and God. Like, where do you guys stand? Where do you and your other partner stand in that? You know.
So kind of how like God presents Himself to different people in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that goes back to how you need to have a relationship with God first before you have a relationship with.
Dude, big mm-hmm. time, big else. Time.
That it's yeah. crazy how it all connects. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because honestly, like. When I started going to the church, I already had a girlfriend, before meeting Daki and stuff. And then, like Daki knew me, and she said that, you know, she said that she liked me or whatever, but that she wasn't like going to do anything because I already had a girlfriend and stuff, you know. But I was seeking God and stuff like that. So then that's why how my other relationship didn't work, because I was seeking more of God, and my other partner, she didn't want to. So then that's how I would feel God brought us closer together, because I was seeking more of God and then she was too. So he said, perfect match. You know, here you go. Your bro's seeking me first. I'm going to make this work out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, man. It's so great to hear from like a relationship, because you guys are fairly like newlywed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would say two years in so in September. Some, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 2 years. Oh, 2 years in September. Yeah. Oh, I think. Yeah,
it's better to rely guys on never know. Girls' answer.
yeah,
they always know better, right?
Right.
So Juan, you have started your own company or your own business. So let's hear about it,
dude. Yeah, Forest Glory Apparel. Dude, it's something that I've that I always like wanted to do in the aspect of art, you know, because I love art and I love painting, I love drawing and all that stuff. And then, well, you know, God put For His Glory in my hands, and he told me, you know, here you go, be responsible for it, you know. So then, you know, I do a lot of apparels and stuff like that of other companies, and I do for my brand, you know, for His Glory Apparel. And well, you know, I feel like God has called us to, you know, to wear it, preach it, and live it, you know, to do these things, because, you know, like a lot of people can just buy a Christian shirt and then just wear it. But, you know, okay, what are you going to do with that? You know, preach it, like share the word with somebody else, you know, but then, you know, you can preach it, but you got to live it in your own lifestyle. Just how Daki was saying in the beginning, how other parents, like you can be one person at church, but then you be another person at home. You know, you got to live that lifestyle. And then at the end of the day, it's always all for His glory, as everything, you know, everything belongs to God. So that's one of the things that we're trying to like send out the message, like God deserves all the glory. You know, mm-hmm. We need to create that culture where people understand, you know, God is, he has all the glory, you know, that he has the power, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what For His Glory is all about. And then if anybody listening here now, you know, would like to support us and like to, you know, wear it, preach it, and live it, here's a promo code for you guys, is Godology10, you know, or your next purchase, get 10% off.
And that website, what is that website?
ForHisGloryApparel.com.
Okay, awesome. Nice and simple.
Yes.
All right. So before this podcast, before I got on here, I asked you guys about what verse spoke into your life, like as of right now. Obviously, throughout your life, many Bible verses are going to speak through you or speak to you throughout the day. Juan, you chose Psalms 24:10. This is the NIV version. It is, who is he, this King of glory, the Lord Almighty? He is the King of glory. What does that mean to you?
Dude, honestly, like God gave me this today, and I never seen this verse. And then it was awesome, because I have this frame in my wall, this canvas that says glory. And then every time like God gives me a word or I see the glory of God, and I just write it down. And then, dude, I don't know. It just really impacted me, because it's saying, like, who is he? Who is this King? You know? And then I feel like it's another person saying, the Lord Almighty, he is the King. You know, he's the King of glory. So I don't know. It's just as simple as you can read it. It's just acknowledging, like, God is King and he is glory. You know, he is power. He is everything. So I don't know. I kind of see it as in, like, as a dialogue, as in, like, who is this King that you're speaking of? You know? And then somebody else saying, he is the Almighty. He is the Lord. He is the King. And, like, you know, just naming all the things that God is. And then I was like, dude, dang, that is very true. Very, very true.
So,
you know,
like almost like a response that we should give.
Exactly. Exactly. So then, like, usually the verse I would give, you know, when you ask that, I would usually say, you know, 1 Corinthians 10:31. That's, you know, because for the brand and stuff like that. But, you know, today I was like, this right here, like, boom, it just, I don't know, impacted my day. It was like, Heck yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a reminder. It's a reminder, like, dude, he is the Lord Almighty. He is King and he is glory.
Mm-hmm. That is definitely powerful. And Docky, you chose Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do and he will establish your plans. What does that mean to you?
Yes. Ese versículo, yo creo que de Puerto Rico, me encanta.
I would say this verse as in when I was in Puerto Rico, like it has impacted me.
Y es porque he visto la verdad del versículo.
And it's because I've seen the truth behind the verse.
Porque he visto cómo yo dejo las cosas manos de Dios.
It's because I see where I leave the things in God's hand.
Y Dios lo hace realidad.
And God makes it reality.
Y es así de simple.
And it's that simple.
Yo he visto cómo hemos dejado este matrimonio en la mano de Dios.
And I can see how we left our marriage in the hands of God.
Y hemos dejado cuando queríamos comprar esta casa.
And when we wanted to buy this house.
Nuestras finanzas.
Our finances.
Demasiadas cosas y como si se las dejamos en la mano de Dios, Él nos ayudará.
And many things, and we can see how we can leave the things in God's hand and trust Him with it. And we can see how he just makes it better. And that simple.
Wow. That is definitely powerful. It's amazing how the Bible works. Like, individually, just one single verse, one single sentence can impact someone's lives so much. Like, one verse can save a life.
Yeah.
That's how powerful the Bible is.
Yes.
And, like, it always astounds me because I have a theological study Bible. And so on the page, like, this will be the verses. This will be, like, the context and the words of the Bible. And over here will be a list of, like, all the references within the text. And I mean, literally, this is how many references it is. I mean, it's, like, it's probably a good 10, 12 references per page.
That's cool.
And that's just astounding to me. I'm like, how can there be so many references in the Bible? It's because it's God.
Yeah.
You know, we're not, like... I dare say it's impossible for us to understand just how perfect it is because it's the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, I just wanted to thank you guys so much for being on here. It really means a lot to me. And I wanted to ask if Juan, you would pray for us.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having us. And thank you for, you know, allowing us to speak and allowing us to just share our testimony and well, like preach to other, you know, and hopefully this helps anybody who's listening. And but yeah, thank you, man.
Of course,
appreciate it. All right, let's pray. God, I want to thank you for the day and just thank you for this opportunity. And God, I put Godology, I put this podcast in your hands, and we know that it's gonna go for a very long time, and it's gonna go far, and it's gonna reach many people, God. And I just ask you to bless anybody who's listening and just be in their lives and use our words and to inspire them into just to get in a better relationship with you, either just personal relationship or if it's in a relationship with somebody else, so they can get closer to you, God. And I just want to thank you for everything that you've done. We acknowledge that you are King. We acknowledge that you are Almighty. We acknowledge that you have all the glory and all the honor. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Oh my gosh, I absolutely appreciate you guys. You know, you've done so much for me. You've allowed me to be a part of your ministry for a very long time. We actually almost went into a spikeball tournament, but then Corona freaking
hit. Oh my gosh.
I was so mad about that. Man, I was so excited about that spikeball tournament. Oh, but,
crazy, man. We were practicing.
I know. We practiced like 4 or 5 times a day. I mean,
messed up my yard because of
that. Has it recovered?
Dude, a little bit, yeah. You can still kind of see it, but you know, it's getting there.
Yeah, we'll have to fix it later. I'm sorry about that. All right, but anyways, this has been Godology. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope this has impacted your guys' lives and. I thank you for joining us. I love you guys. God bless.
Peace.
Bye. Thank you.